To Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 35.
Ow!
I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
You already know, it's your boy Kel.
Rossi.
T1.
What's going on, fellas?
It's good.
Today was a good day.
Yes, sir. Before we get into it, Relevance in the Dungeon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. What's the other two, Tone?
Breaker.
What is that? Overcast.
Overcast.
Yeah, you're Breaker, right. And Overcast. Right. No disrespect. I just, you know, I can't remember them all at one time. Very interesting week going on, man. I'm going to start off with the impeachment of Donald Trump. I want to fuck with T-Von a little bit on this because yeah, T-Von was being a bully on social media the other day, man.
I saw that, man. You know, a lot of people talk about impeachment. Ain't nobody know what that shit was.
I'm gonna need you to
people
not talking about say he out I'm of not office. Being a bully.
It ain't going nowhere.
No, don't say I'm not being a bully when clearly I saw the comment.
And the comment was like, I'm a bully today.
He came at me, man. He said, you know, try to educate people.
No, it wasn't. That was not directed to Tony Vaughn, but look. The shoe fit that motherfucker. I was talking about other people like they just Googled impeach 15 minutes prior.
I thought it was true. The way that my feed went, I was like, oh shit, that nigga talk about Tony like that.
Nah,
it was all love, man. But, you know, I just think it was an opportunity to educate people. Mm-hmm. Trump ain't going nowhere, man. Nah. This shit was symbolic, man. If everything aligned right for the Democrats, they could push this shit out. Hope that they, Nancy can hold the shit until, you know, the next election. And if he do get reelected and the Democrats somehow take back the Senate, then they could vote the shit and he could get pushed out that way. But that shit ain't gonna happen. That's a long shot.
Yeah,
and the shit gotta go to the Senate, dog, for him to get pushed out. And he ain't gonna get pushed out. If anything, man, all this did was rile up the fucking Republicans, and now they're like gonna really go to the polls and vote for him, man.
I heard that the stock market is up today.
It's been up. I mean, they love him.
This is a big business. You know, at the end of the day, man, Donald Trump is making the media so much money right now.
Because he constantly has some
information going on about him. Mostly bad, but this isn't going to flush. Once it gets to the Senate, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, McConnell already said he in full alignment with the White House.
That. Yeah,
like they strategizing on how they can get this shit done the quickest.
They told you.
They don't even want to have witnesses in the trial. They just said they're gonna push the shit through, vote, and it's done.
But the thing is, if they do bring witnesses to trial, he can bring Democrats to trial. And it can get real messy.
Yeah.
Because they can ask any and every question they want to ask.
Nice little shit show.
Yeah.
That's what you want. It's a reality show for Trump, man.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke. I mean, you know, presidency is a joke, period. Let me tell it, but...
He's the third president to be impeached. Andrew Jackson and... Clinton. Bill Clinton. Off the dome.
Dirty Bill.
Nixon would have got impeached, but he chose to step down.
Smart man.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'd do.
Yeah, but Nixon was about to get the full job.
He would have
got the full job.
He lucky. For,
like, for real, Nixon was Trump before Trump.
Yeah.
Nixon put his 2 weeks in. He said, fuck it.
I'm going to head out.
They all presidents, man. I mean, you can't get to that level of politics without having a lot of dirt on you, man. It's just the nature of the business, man. But Trump just overtly, like, don't give a fuck. Like, he
Trump
just going
to. Idiot.
he going to say whatever, Bush. Man. Yeah. He Bush on Bush. Steroids, yeah. man.
Bush
with no filter.
Zero concern.
Yeah.
Bush without. Bush Senior.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he ain't got nobody
Bush
saying.
Bush Senior to say,
he ain't got no O.D.
right, boy.
Right.
He is a Bush with no filter whatsoever.
No burn whatsoever.
I think that, like I said, a lot of people, when they seen impeached, they thought, like, you know,
it was great. He was getting out of
somebody was just going to come scoop him up and just escort him out the building or whatnot.
I saw all types of that. I need him to pack his clothes at night. I saw all types of shit on my time. He can pack that shit. He going to move into another room.
He out of here. I knew he won't go into the new year. That nigga ain't.
And the crazy, like, I agree with you, though, T. I think it might have helped him.
It did.
Like, I think it really might have helped him.
See, all it is going, like I said, is going to rile up the people, man. They really going to be like, they trying to steal the election.
Yeah.
We got to make sure we support them, man.
I seen a little video, right, and the guy was interviewing different Trump supporters on the street. He was saying something wild and shit. He was like, Trump broke into the DNC or some shit and stole his paper, blah, 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 blah. Do you think he should have been able to do this? Like, well, Trump has diplomatic immunity and shit.
He's talking about goddamn Nixon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they don't know. Money. That's how he got voted in. Low-informed voters, man. People don't know.
They don't give a fuck, man.
And it's everybody lived through social media, man. So if I read an article on social media, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to research it or nothing. I'm going to get 10 more people that think exactly like me.
Group
and that's
think,
that's my truth.
Group
that's
think,
my
baby.
Truth.
And the shit that be so funny about it, it be poor people.
Yes. Yeah.
It be the poorest, low educated of people. And they be like, Trump love us.
The people he gives zero fucks about, for real. Again.
Yeah, I think that.
The ones that be the lowest of the low.
Yep.
It's just more publicity. Even though, I mean, he is a president. I mean, he's looked at more than anybody else, but I think it's just good publicity, man, because, you know, he's got, like, though, he's got a big fan base, and he's got a lot of undercover fans.
He's a star. He's not a star.
I mean, look how this shit was last night, dog. They having a rally in the middle of him getting impeached. Like, he set this shit up perfectly.
Didn't he say some shit? He said some shit like, it's a terrible thing with their toys.
Yeah.
he tweeted himself up in there. Yeah. Y'all see what they're doing to your boy? You see how they fucking with me?
And he talked about the man that just died a couple weeks ago. One of the congressmen, his wife replaced him, but the congressman died, and, mm-hmm. and Trump said, I guess he's looking up on this, like saying to the man, what the hell?
Him,
man.
Yeah.
yeah.
That motherfucker terrible. You know where he
would
be at.
Man, the man has no filter, man.
None whatsoever,
man.
Just like with
it's funny though, because they can put all kinds of stuff right there in their face, and they
don't matter.
Don't see it. Just like the interview he did, like in the '80s or the '90s or whatever. He said, if I was ever running for president, I'd run as a Republican because the Republicans are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
They don't even care.
The man literally said that.
Yeah, he on all type of videos saying that they don't give.
People change.
Yeah.
man,
tripping, man.
He's a Teflon man. Nothing's gonna stick.
Yeah, he talking about Republican, Democrat. That man don't care nothing about Republican or no Democrat. No one does. Okay. And, you know, anybody with money to know that them shits are the same.
Yeah. And they also need people to chill out, man, because if he is impeached, I mean his number two
Pence.
Is not. It's not the strongest.
Exactly. Who the
strongest Pence?
Nigga, he might be worse.
Yeah.
You know, like Pence. Like I don't know what he did to his wife, but she don't allow him to take any phone calls with females without her there.
Really?
He like a real Christian, like a heavy Christian, like super duper Christian.
But you had to do something for your wife to get to that point. Like
yeah.
for you can't
sitting
speak to no
daddy.
Females.
Yeah, you're fucking.
You doing something, yeah, dog.
Well, what Clayton Thomas said, y'all out here fucking.
I mean, how you going to be president and you can't speak to another female without your wife in the room? You call.
I how she pull that off?
Didn't your wife work at a school or something?
I don't know. But
how you pull that off?
I don't know, man. I mean, you got to talk to the president, Angela Merkel of Germany,
mm-hmm.
and she want to talk diplomacy and stuff. Nah, hold on. I got to get my wife in here.
My wife's
you the
not
president.
Here.
You're supposed to be the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't talk without your wife in the room. Crazy.
He's not going to be a great replacement. Well, I mean, he's not even going to be a replacement because I don't see nothing happening with this.
I think
we're
and
he's
going to win the next one too.
I think so.
They always get the loser 8 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They got always get 8 years. They don't put them in position for them couple of minutes. They need them 8 years, just like they get put Barack in for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. I think we're. As a whole, I think we're giving this situation like too much energy with the social media and stuff
that's
like that.
That's been his whole presidency.
Mm-hmm.
That shit a joke.
He
man.
Feeds off of that shit, dog.
Think about it. How old are you?
37.
I'm 40. So in your lifetime, with the switching or the changing of the president, what has actually changed for you?
Nah.
The only thing I can ever say that changed is the price of gas, man. Everything else, president ain't done shit with me. When the gas was high, Barack came in, brought the gas down.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing with politics, man, is local, man. Worry about the stuff mm-hmm. going on locally.
Exactly.
That's the stuff you need to be voting for. Mm-hmm. Knowing the people you need to be supporting. Because ultimately, man, the stuff that going at that level, the presidential level, you ain't gonna have much. You ain't gonna be able to do much about it. Yeah. You ain't gonna be able to have much influence
you ain't
on
much
it.
Say.
So you just gonna have to take the shit as it come down here. That's the
important word you said, influence.
Yeah,
that's all we do. Yeah. They say you influence the popular vote. They don't say the popular vote win. They say you influence the popular vote. So as long as you got a little strategic terminologies placed in there, your vote don't mean shit, man. Yeah.
Who's going to run against him in the next election? Who do y'all think?
Man.
A loser? Whoever it is, yeah. He's going to lose.
I don't know, man. It's none of them.
I'm not a fan of
look like they up to it, man.
Nah, man. I agree.
What about a girl from New York? I forget her name.
A girl from New York.
Alex. Sandra.
Ocasio.
I think she's coming soon.
She young, man. She I don't even think she's 30 yet. So she can't even run for president. She can't even be president.
But she's coming. She's coming.
It's going to be dirty, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I would like to throw that in. Very unfortunately, it's gonna be dirty. Joke.
I don't want to see it. No disrespect. And the views of Snuff McGee do not represent Snuff McGee.
Man,
but
fuck Joe
Biden. I don't want to see an old white man in office.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying, dog.
Joe Biden don't like none of us in this room. Fuck Joe Biden.
Even now, on both ends, like you got Joe over here, you got Bernie over here. A lot of people like Bernie too old to be.
Yeah, Bernie 94.
You can't be 85.
Like
and like I said, it's not disrespect, but these guys
the ring depression.
That these guys are old, man. Like, I mean, they're not in with the times.
You don't want them represent. I'm 40 and I'm old. So if you fucking 70s and 80s, do you want their views really setting shit up for you?
And they don't understand you.
You like, still think I need a separate bathroom.
I mean, any kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? He think black kids supposed to warm feet still.
What's the guy's name? It's only one person that he's never gonna get the.
I mean, I rock with Biden before I rock with another few years.
I hate to dump. Refer to him as this, but the Asian guy.
Oh, Yang.
Yeah,
Andrew Yang.
Yeah, I like him. He ain't gonna make it, but
he ain't gonna.
I don't know. We done had everything. We done had a black man, an orange guy.
Yeah,
might be time for an Asian. Yeah, right. Now with China, the people go crazy. Yeah. The people who vote for Trump. Would shoot the world.
Yeah, you right. You right.
Asian in that. We gave you a color.
This is going too goddamn far.
Tosos everywhere.
You know they're tooling up now with that impeachment going on. A lot of ammunition.
Me too.
Them people said let them get rid of Trump and we're going to have a civil war.
Who's
the civil war going to be against? Who you?
Yeah, who
you know it
who,
has
bro?
To be two sides? Like, yeah. What are these civil wars?
And you see that, I mean, with the
killing Democrats?
They tooling up, man.
Niggas.
The that Second Amendment sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Dinwiddie passed it. Prince George.
Dinwiddie passed it. I gotta go back home. Shout out to Dinwiddie for passing. I don't even really know.
Prince George passed it. Amelia passed it.
Chesterfield
didn't pass. Chesterfield deferred it.
Chesterfield was a sanctuary for Mexicans and immigrants and all that.
Chesterfield become more and more liberal, man. Mm-hmm. Basically, as we're saying, you know, with the Democrats controlling both houses in the state, all branches in the state, they going, you know, gun control is going, it's probably going to happen. They're going to put more stuff in place to say, you know, background checks. Close the gun show loophole, all that stuff. So
and
they
change your clips. That's
yeah,
real
yeah. No,
the magazines,
get rid of the magazines and stuff. So
I gotta get my drum this Christmas then, so I can already have it.
So what the counties are saying is that we don't have to honor these laws. We're still gonna honor the Constitution, which is saying I have a right to bear arms, regardless of any new rules that you put in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sheriffs and the police in those areas saying. We won't recognize those laws, basically.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So
they did that earlier this year on some things, and it was like we ain't gonna recognize the law. What were we talking about then?
I know how you feel about it, but how do y'all feel about that?
What? I think any type of gun control they put in place, man, is ultimately not going to take the guns out of the people that, you know, are going to do the harm. I think it's some logical stuff you can do. Like, yeah, you know, if you got a domestic abuse charge, you probably
Clearly, you don't need one.
Yeah. You may need to put some stuff in place to kind of help people not get... You have some type of case of mental illness that's been diagnosed, mm-hmm, and maybe you shouldn't have a gun, that type of thing.
But they can't, though. Like, when you fill out your paperwork, it asks you, do you have such and such, such? I mean, crazy story, and I don't want to put no names out, but I'm in the gun store buying a gun one day, and I see a girl there, mm-hmm, trying to buy a gun, and I already know that you got a mental, yeah, issue or whatever. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo, what is she doing over here trying to get a gun? So boom, I'm walking around, and I see the police coming. So I know the cops, so I'm like, man, who are you going to come in here and harass? He said, man, I'm about to harass this girl right here. So, you know, it hit me. Like, I know the girl. I know her since she was a little kid or whatever. So, you know, that's an immediate charge and an arrestable offense to even sign that paperwork knowing that you have spent any kind of time in a mental facility. Mm-hmm. That is a felony. Mm. That's a felony, an arrestable offense. And he came down there and arrested her right there on the spot, man. Yeah. And it's a crazy story. The girl has passed now. Mm. Through a crazy event, mm, that happened out in Hopewell.
I know you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Like I knew that girl since she was a little kid or whatever, and I was there that day because like when it happened, I reached out to some people I know to contact her mom so she could get a head start on what was happening or whatever. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then for what had happened to her, you know, the way she passed or whatever, that was crazy. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I want to say it was last year,
Man, been the beginning of this year, mm-hmm, end of last year, maybe about this time last year or something. I don't even know, time flies so fast.
I hate to crank this segue, but since we're talking about young girls, yeah, Carol Sanchez, a 16-year-old girl in the Bronx on Monday, she was shown a video being thrown into a car by two gentlemen, and they also pushed her mom to the ground. Amber Alert was issued. She was found on Tuesday unharmed. This hasn't been confirmed, but it's pretty much a lot of speculation going on saying that it was staged. A staged act because she was mad at her mom. I want to hear say that I heard something about going back to Honduras.
That's what I saw as well, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, with... they're really pushing the searching for missing children, the human trafficking going on right now, and the crying wolf thing. You know, the Juicy Smollett.
Justin Smollett.
You know, when he faked the KKK.
Name no more, man. Name yeah.
What's his name? What's his name?
Go ahead.
Juicy Smollett.
And what Dave Chappelle
Dave Chappelle called. Dubbed him that.
Yeah, when he said he was beating up as he was going to Subway at 3 in the morning.
That was
First of all, who goes to Subway for a late night snack?
What the fuck's up? Walks got there?
Yeah.
Who gets up and walks your famous ass to the goddamn Subway?
Not only that, in fucking Chicago.
Yeah.
Cold. Yeah.
And not only is it cold, them niggas cold too.
Yeah.
Somebody got that iron on your ass.
My, going out here to walk.
My whole thing with her is, you know, with her being 16 years old, this thing is going to follow her the rest of her life.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody Googles her name, that's going to pop up, man. And, you know, I hate to be talking about it, but also I hate the crying wolf thing does not look good, especially when this is a very serious issue. Even in our area, there's a lot of missing girls in our area.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to make fun of, nothing to be fake about. So, I don't know. Charges haven't been brought forth yet that I've heard about.
But didn't she apologize for it?
I haven't heard that she did apologize. But also with the guys who, they want to say the guys who threw her in the car, they said they were 20 plus.
You see that? That
so now they're going to get
contributing.
Charged.
Contributing. Yeah.
See, she don't even, well, you said she was 16, right?
Yeah, but they're not even from the Bronx. I want to say they were like 60 miles from, they live 60 miles away. But they was in the Bronx for like an appointment or something like that.
Do she know them? Like, did she know
them? We have to wait and see. I mean, I'm assuming if it's staged that, you know, and the fact that she came back unharmed.
That's when she came back unharmed, when they said they just let her go, that's when I was like, what's skeptical. I was like, I don't know.
Carol Sanchez.
I was like, typically when that shit happen, they don't be just it's bringing something. You back. Yeah, you know,
yeah. I've seen a lot of people.
You don't get away.
No.
You now have in Europe in a box all day long until somebody come to purchase you.
Man, with all fairness, I do know a girl who got kidnapped earlier this year. She was found. I won't quite say she was unharmed, but, you know, she was found. So it is possible.
She was found, though.
Found, though.
Yeah.
Found. Found, like, how found? Like, did she run away and just get high and had sex with a bunch of little boys the whole time, and then she end up going home?
No, she got full-on kidnapped. Dude got arrested for another like, type of shit.
But, like, they found her, right?
Yeah.
He didn't take her back and just drop off and then...
Funny enough, according to the story that I heard, at least, after a few days of whatever went on where she was, he did eventually let her go. I don't know if maybe he just had his feel with her or, you know what I'm saying, what have you, because she, like I said, she wasn't unharmed at the same time.
Okay.
So, you know, some people just, that type of crazy.
Was it a conscience thing, or did he think, like, yo, I might be seeing
some... Was it a family
member? Nah, she's not a family member, but I've known this girl since I was...
I mean, not your family.
Oh, the guy that...
Sell it.
Not to my knowledge, at least.
But related to this, you saw, is a girl that just got, she just got, I don't know how long the sentence was, but, she killed the guy that, basically sold her, I mean, put her into the sex trade, man, as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And, she killed him, and she got her, she going to jail for that shit, mm-hmm. man.
Shit, what's her name? Centonia, whatever.
Yeah, she just got out. No. This is a new one. And I'm like, how, as a juror, How do you justify that, man?
Let me.
Yeah, of course.
Just making sure.
Allow me to go left with that with the Centauria thing.
She bounced back.
She bounced back.
She did.
And somebody jumped on it.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her.
Can't be mad. Can't be mad.
I don't blame one bit.
Yeah.
He jumped on her when she was in prison, though.
Yeah. He was a pen pal.
Yeah. Let me go and get up on this right here.
Let me go ahead. It's a chance.
Yeah.
It's a very high possibility you coming home.
Yeah. power to you, brother.
Might get that lump sum.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she got a piece of chain, yeah, man. She got a piece of chain.
You see delicious.
With my man from Central Park.
Yeah, they married, man.
Engaged. They
don't
want
to let that one. He got like 30 million with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I take 30.
Oh, yeah. Delicious on hooked up with him.
Yeah. She ain't just hook up with him. They getting married.
I'm about to say, I think they just got engaged a couple weeks ago.
I be following Delicious. I like y'all fell in love quick. You just start saying something about her.
You fall in love for 30 million real quick too, brother.
I fall in love for Delicious.
shout out Delicious.
Every time I look at her name, I be like, you sure is.
Shout out Flavor of Love. What he did for the culture.
I want to say Flav just had a kid again.
He did.
Well, how many is that, man?
I don't know.
33? He's 107. How the fuck is he still having?
He Clarence Carter, man.
He was kissing them women, man.
He was tugging the fuck out of them bitches on Flavor of Love.
Tugging them, the stuff you want to throw up in your mouth.
Yeah, he pulled a piece of her food up. I saw it.
Whoa.
Chicken wanted. Hey, look, man, I'm trying to go back in the day, but what about when that lady pooped on the floor? Y'all remember that?
How
the fuck does that happen, man?
You gotta choke that bitch down.
She
did choking and pooped that motherfucker drop right there on the step.
We talk about the shows that's on now. We had some shit going on in the early 2000s.
What's her name? Spitting on old girl?
Peak reality show right there.
He started that shit.
Shout out to Flame for that, man.
And here I was every week in front of the TV.
I was all in New York, the white girl spit on New York.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch.
New York, good one on TV.
Yeah, New York
played
that shit.
That was a loogie, nigga.
Then it tumbled and flew through
the air. That's a good look. She spit that bit like she smoked cigarettes.
When they slowed that jump down, you seen that jump coming through?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I might have hit a Will Smith and fell if I don't know like that, man.
Yeah, we gotta own that, man. That was our generation, man.
Yeah.
Like making a band, man. I like that one.
Dylons.
Yeah.
Hey, did it supposedly? He said he bringing it back.
Nobody wants to do that. Come on, man.
I think
I'm sick of
he
Puff.
Can't top
like,
that.
Can he retired? Like, can he stop? Hey,
yo, Diddy just had his 50th birthday party. Yeah. That shit looked pretty dope.
Hey, you see old girl left 50 now? I mean, left him and now she married, got baby.
Yeah.
You talking about
Cassie.
Is it somebody famous or just somebody?
No, Cassie.
I know Cassie. I'm just saying, bro, what she with.
I think a trainer or something. It was a trainer or something.
They married and got a kid.
He don't work out with me at the gym.
But I mean, Diddy was smashing Steve's daughter too, right? Steve Harvey's daughter.
Diddy was probably smashing Steve.
Ooh. What was that?
Too far?
What'd you say?
I mean,
Diddy was probably smashing Steve.
He probably won't just smash Steve. Yeah. Cause I saw Diddy on
that. I ain't gonna say that, but you know, Diddy, I ain't putting that on Steve for real. Champs. I'm more putting that on Diddy than
when Fabulous.
Fabulous. Like, we need to party,
playboy.
Yeah.
Fabulous, like, yo, we did hang out.
Nah, nigga, we need to hang out.
Yeah, Fabulous. Right. Fabulous is kind of uncomfortable. You see it?
Yeah, it was way uncomfortable.
Yeah, Diddy likes to party with Jamie Foxx.
That was kind of like that Tyler.
They do that naked basketball and all that old shit.
All that weird shit, boy. Yeah.
Kind of like the Tyler Creator Funk Flex interview. It was very uncomfortable.
Hey, nigga.
I didn't see that.
I was fucking tripping off that shit.
But he got a song talking about his boy. Like, I do some shit.
With Tyler the Creator?
Because he like boys for real. Yeah.
But he don't let that shit. I mean, Will Smith's son see him. Tyler the Creator, my boyfriend.
Yeah, Will Smith's son don't have eyebrows, so he crazy anyway. Yeah.
Like, did something just happen to him? Like, he got something going on or something?
I don't know.
But, like, Tyler and Flex, like,
food, though.
Like, he was making Flex uncomfortable on purpose.
Yeah.
That's why it was funny, because I knew he was doing it on purpose. Yeah. That shit was fucking
He was fucking with Flex.
How would you say that?
Yeah. Flex is like,
pause.
Be clear. Be clear. That shit's hilarious, man. Like, I can't even lie, man.
I didn't see that.
Speaking of Steve Harvey, man, Kel sent me a video this week, and the funny thing is I watched it the day before.
You like I did?
Yeah. Mark Curry hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah,
yes,
he was doing an interview and he was saying that Steve Harvey stole some of his jokes, and he confronted him at a Def Jam 25. Mm. When asked about what happened, he said, "Ask Steve." Now, Mark also said a lot of people have been stealing his jokes. Mark did have a little bitterness to him with that interview, but it seemed like he wasn't lying about it.
Yeah.
So, stealing comics jokes, Kel, how do you feel about that?
You can't do that shit, man. You can't. And he said, "Ask Steve how I went." You know, Mark from Oakland.
Yeah.
He played for the Warriors.
On a TV show.
He played for the Warriors.
he did play for somebody, didn't he? That was just for the show.
Mr. Cooper.
The show was that good.
The show
was that good.
Mr. Cooper went league. Yeah. I don't know about Mark Curry.
Mark Curry.
Wasted hype.
Mark Curry has been one of the funniest niggas in the game since the 90s. But because you're not into this.
He's undercover funny.
He really
man.
Is.
I mean, no. I like his comedy, but you said he's been
one of the funniest niggas since the 90s.
Mark Curry is like one of those guys. He's like your favorite comedian.
Yeah.
Is one of them.
Yeah. True working comedian, yeah. Right?
And
I
mean, this ain't the first, let's be honest, this ain't the first time we'd heard about Steve Harvey stealing from niggas.
Steve Harvey sucks, man.
Steve
Harvey is the worst. I've been to a lot of comedy shows between like Funny Bone and People Coming to Town. Steve Harvey is and was the absolute boringest, worstest stand-up comic shit I ever seen. I was so ready to go when that nigga was doing his jokes, man.
I like a couple of Steve's things. I think Steve.
See, you crazy. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Show your love.
Yeah.
But
that's not even stand-up.
Yeah. But with the whole Bernie Mac situation, Steve is a hater because when Bernie was getting like Ocean's 11 them deals, Steve was mad because it didn't get to him, and he was vocal about it.
He can't even act though. He awful.
Yeah, it got back to Bernie.
I mean, he was in Dallas Family Vacation, you know.
And he was awful in it. That's what I was just thinking about when I was.
He was also in it. Wasn't the Nick Cannon movie when he was Nick's dad?
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Yeah,
he did it. He did have one funny laugh,
but he had the hat on the whole movie.
Yeah, get your big wide ass off my door.
He was in another one of them. Dancing, tap dancing, break bads or whatever.
Was he in one of the B2K joints? Was he in one of them joints?
He was in that.
He
was.
I don't know. I think it was in that. Being dumb with the big ass head and the big ass
and that big ass mustache.
I think Steve. I've heard this. I heard this a long time ago. They say he's an asshole behind the scenes.
I believe
he's an ass.
I used to like how old boy used to go in on his ass. Remember we had them cats that used to be on the radio. With that cat, crazy cat, man. He came on the radio. He used to talk crazy shit. Oh, got kicked off.
Star Buck Wild. Yeah.
Fuck that carpet head, motherfucker. Star Buck Wild. Fuck that motherfucker, man.
I know Cat had went at him hard at one time. And then one time, Steve was doing an interview with Jamie Foxx, and Jamie Foxx was going back at Cat, which I didn't like. You know, like, Jamie should have stayed out of it.
Yeah.
Cat's paid his dues, man. Cat ain't just like some dude just came out of nowhere. He's paid his dues for the comedy scene.
Cat's funny, man.
He's one of the funniest motherfuckers.
I mean, I think he's crazy.
Yeah.
But he's funny, because that whole
shit. That just lends to his funny, though.
Shit with him and that little boy had him in that chair.
I'm like, where's the security, man?
He out there back.
Where the big homie, something?
He done went to the hood and got on his car and played soccer with the goddamn kids. And the boy put him in the chokehold.
And now he in the memes when he walking with the white lady talking about motherfucker fresh out of jail. Yeah. When you get fired and you come back as a temp and things of that nature, man. Cat is amazing on stage. He's kind of like the new age Richard Pryor, man. Like, on stage, he's a genius,
so eccentric,
but...
eccentric, man. Yeah.
Is he gay, too?
I'm not sure. No. I know he's got a lot of kids. A lot of dapper kids.
He do got kids.
Yeah.
He's a legend. Pryor was...
Yeah, I heard about Richard.
I mean, yeah, Richard. Himself.
Yeah. His wife? I mean, then his wife.
Yeah, his wife said it, too, yeah.
Pam Grier or whatever she said.
Yeah, no, they said he was sucking the guy in.
He said Camp Pam Grier, he used to have so much coke that his sperm... poisoned her inside.
Yeah, she couldn't have kids because of that.
His sperm was so polluted that it poisoned her inside.
Well, I don't even think it was that. I think he was putting coke on his
all
on
the
shit.
He was putting
coke on his shit.
Dang.
Keep it hard or whatnot.
70s was crazy, dog. The '70s, man.
You don't listen to Richard Pryor? He was like, he said somebody's like told him you pick coke in your dick and stay hard all night. Shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah, nigga, I never. Yeah. I think that shit was real, though.
Yeah. Everything, the thing I love about his comedy, man, shit was real. He was talking about shit he was doing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there wasn't no made up shit. He was
any of y'all niggas know where to get some coke?
Now, Richard Pryor was like, he was doing so much shit.
Money at his store.
Now, he said he was doing so much shit, the motherfucker, the drug dealers didn't want to sell him to him no more.
Yeah.
I believe it. Because he was getting all that money, and you know how much coke you can buy with all that goddamn money?
It's bad, man.
Didn't he say he had a truck coming in with bricks in it?
Yeah,
I think he said he had a truck coming to his house that
I
had bricks in it.
I wouldn't be surprised, man.
He had the money.
He's the GOAT, man.
Yeah, he did have that
bread.
He's
not the GOAT, man.
You say he the GOAT?
He not the GOAT.
Nah, I don't call Richard Pryor no goddamn GOAT.
Eddie Murphy's the goddamn GOAT.
I like Eddie, man. Richard, that dude, too. I like him, though.
No, I'm not this not to take anything away from
Richard. Yeah, I feel you.
Ed Murphy's a goddamn GOAT.
Opinions, man. Opinions.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Except for...
except for goddamn Norbit.
I like Norbit.
That shit was
I didn't like,
pure trash.
I didn't like that shit he was in with that other guy. With that white guy, man.
Bowfinger? Nigga, you fucking crazy.
Man, I love
you. You fucking crazy.
I watched it a couple times.
That ain't high on my list of
it. Bowfinger. Even if it ain't high on your list, it is 10 times.
It's not. The thing is, it's not an Eddie movie. Bowfinger is just funny.
Please don't.
I didn't laugh one time watching Norbert. Not one fucking time.
Now Marlon Wayans.
You laugh at when she got in that damn car.
That shit's not funny, dog. That movie's horrible.
Marlon Wayans is funny.
And you laughing at Eddie Murphy running across the highway on both fingers.
That's my favorite scene.
What in the fuck? That's the awfulest shit he ever did. Other than that Mr. Church. Yeah. That's the worst.
I ain't even watched that.
Don't watch it.
It's not an Eddie Murphy movie, man.
Norbit is... the second worst movie, third worst movie ever made.
Norbit is one of the best shits ever.
The Color Purple is the first worst movie. Beloved, The Color Purple is the worst movie ever made. Beloved is the second worst movie.
Beloved is the absolute scariest, worst movie. I've never even seen all that crazy shit.
And then Norbit.
Did it have like bugs or something?
Man, that's just weird as fuck, dog.
But have you. I saw Beloved right after I read the book. We had to read the book. Beloved was some
that shit weird as hell, man.
It's a different shit.
I don't like that shit.
I didn't want to see it.
What old girl was into, man.
That shit weird,
though. I didn't want to see it, man.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
But you know, Ed this week, Ed's gonna host Saturday Night Live.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be a family
when
event.
When that come on?
Saturday night, 11:30.
Saturday Night Live, and I'm gonna look at that.
You gotta mind to record that, man. Yeah, it's been about 35 years since he's been on the show.
Yeah. I'm gonna get
him out to do a tour on
that. Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm gonna spend that money for that shit.
He said he definitely gonna do Gumby. He gonna do Buckwheat.
And Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. I gotta watch it.
Or Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. Yeah.
Damn, all crazy. That money I paid to see Martin when he came out, I will pay more.
Yeah, and he said he's gonna start in the small clubs. And he's gonna give himself like 8 to 9 months before he does the special.
Netflix gonna get him something.
Not only is he hosting the show, but my girl is a musical guest, Lizzo. The girl, she's had a hell of a fucking year,
she
man.
She on one.
She has.
To be the musical guest for the greatest SNL performer who's coming back after 35 years, it's not like, yo, well, who's going to do musical guest? And it's like, it's not a big thing. It's like, yo, we got to get who's hot.
So, never mind. I'm going to leave it alone. That's true. What you're saying is true.
She's singing before him or after him.
I'm not saying that you have to be a fan of her music. I'm just saying how hot.
That's the thing. I actually don't think her music is bad.
She's hot. It's her music. It's her thong song stuff going on.
She can play the fucking violin. Like, she's dope. Like, it's musically, she's dope as fuck.
I think she's bad for the children. I just think she's just.
Do you think Cisco would sing thong song when he saw that? Did you
he probably vomited up?
You know the Cisco. I like the way. You know none of that.
Hey, thong song's a good song. Fuck you.
Hey, I like thong song, man. Yeah,
I think what bothered me about Lizzo, and it's not anything to do with her, so it's not really fair for me to say what bothered me about her. But the way white people attached to her, I didn't like that. Like, she blew up because of that, and I felt like.
White women were
the biggest ones. Oh, body positivity, fuck that. Her music is fucking fire. Don't even listen to her.
But that's how you cross over, though. You said white people attached to it. That's how you cross over. That's how you get that money.
That's why I say it's not on her for real. Mm-hmm. But it's a superficial attachment. They're attaching because they feel like it's something that they should do because she thicker than, you know, some of the other, like, that shit ain't real. You ain't listen to her music. You don't fuck with that shit for real.
Even with the whole enjoy yourself, love your body and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Great. But just because you want to love your body don't mean you have to put a t-shirt on with your whole flat ass out.
That's
the thing. It's Lizzo.
Awful, man.
I will say this, though. If it was a bubble back there, would it have been an issue?
No, because it's picking in there.
But that's what I told him last week. I was like, let's be fucking realistic.
Because somebody said, if Rihanna had it on, y'all wouldn't have nothing.
I would
not have a goddamn thing to say. I'd screenshot it.
I think it's different, man, in that...
And keep it for a few months.
Rihanna probably would never do it because she don't have to do it. But at the same time...
Rihanna probably done it already, I'm sure.
But
not like at the Lakers game.
Exactly. If you had it's a time and a place for everything.
It wouldn't be
man.
That big of a deal if it wasn't there.
Right. If she'd have been walking down the street anywhere else except in the middle of a fucking Lakers game, everybody being like, "Oh, it's Lizzo. Yeah. She do what she do." But for you to do that, plus do the twerking and all that stuff, it's like,
and you look like Rikishi.
Because nobody even was going to.
All I can think about is her jumping off the ropes on somebody's head, man. That's all I can think about.
I'm a fucking Lakers fan, so I follow all Lakers forums. I'm following all Lakers posts on social media. Nobody was talking about this shit until she got up and decided to twerk.
Right,
right. You walked in the arena like that. People saw you. Nobody made a big deal about it. You went to your seat, got your concession, whatever the fuck you did. Nobody made a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
You brought the attention to yourself, and then people are talking about it. But then you want to get on social media and start
crying. I wish some kind of way... She has shit herself.
God damn.
This nigga here. My God.
That would have been the end of that bullshit.
But nah, it would have been the start of that bullshit. Yeah.
this shit is, man, is like... Like we said, we all for body positivity, man. But you also... Anybody can be criticized, man.
Yeah.
You know, like... they will... The same people to say you can't say shit to Lizzo... If Kim Kardashian was in there with none knowing, they'd be like, look at her. She trying to sell sex, this, that, and the other. They'd have something to say about that. So it can't... If you big, you small, you famous, you're open to criticism. And you can't... Just because somebody says something about it doesn't necessarily mean they have something against big people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. I'm fat. If I do this show without my shirt on... Y'all gonna say something different than if one of these niggas do it without their shirt.
I don't know, man. I ain't no small.
I said something, nigga.
Wearing black for a reason, man.
I'm just saying you got the Purple Rain shirt on, so I'm thinking you got the ass out now anyway. So,
hey, brother, hey, I'm showing. Respect to the GOAT today. We're not going to do that.
Hey, man, look, it's 2020, man.
It's not.
Prince was with the ass out and still pulling.
Hey, I was about to say, Prince had his ass out and still fucking bitches. Yeah. Hey,
so the best jokes of the 80s. Mm-hmm.
Prince did what he wanted, man. Yeah.
Prince was that dude.
Yeah.
High voice, deep voice, dunk on your ass, and then fuck your bitch.
I just like the fact that it feels like, you know, growing up, like, Eddie is pretty much making a serious comeback.
Yeah.
We're getting Coming to America 2. We're getting SNL. We're getting a stand-up. Another Beverly Hills Cop. Hopefully it's not like 3.
Please don't make that. Please don't make
3
it.
Was that
fun at the amusement park?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't like the first 2.
Don't
first two.
Make that,
first
please.
First 2 was
and it's only 2 that posted that Trading Places 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was
don't make that shit.
It was a picture with him and Jamie Lee.
Don't make that shit.
I like Trading Places. That was the
best. I did, yeah. Too.
That was like, I used
don't
to
make
it, like,
a part 2.
What started on every Sunday? On my boys passed a long time ago, though.
Mortimer.
Randolph.
I was like
100,000
years old.
They were old back then. Yeah, you can't do Trading Places.
I seen the picture today, and I seen him and Jamie Lee. And when I see Jamie Lee, I will admit that she is a beautiful white woman. And I think of True Lies every time I see her.
You think of True Lies?
There's not a lot of beautiful white women.
Before that, when she was hooked. When she was on there, that's the best one.
Trading Places? I think True Lies. I want to say True Lies.
She was tough in True Lies, too.
Yeah.
She was
she took
yeah, but in True Lies, remember when she was like the housewife? Yeah, then she put the black dress on threw Schwarzenegger, he threw them all off. Yeah. And he dropped the recorder. But yeah, shout out Jamie Lee, man. I doubt we get another Trading Places.
I hope not.
But we are getting another Ghostbusters.
We don't need that either, because the last one was trash.
When the last time you seen Dan Aykroyd, man?
On the last Ghostbusters.
Yeah, he briefly.
Yeah, he popped up.
And then he was in the Adam Sandler movie.
Was that 2015 or something like that?
I can't remember.
He was in the Adam Sandler
movie. Nobody needs Ghostbusters.
Nah.
We don't need it no more. The last one was garbage.
I mean, the last one didn't really count. It was girls.
I saw the trailer for the new Ghostbusters, man, and it was...
Who
in
it?
It was... what my man name? Damn, can't think of his name. It's like... Paul... what's his name?
Mooney.
No, not Paul Mooney. The white dude. Paul...
McCartney.
Paul Rudd, man.
Man, I do like Paul Rudd, though.
He was in the jump, but it's like his son had found, like, they had found something, the old, what was the car name, man? Ecto-1.
Oh, Ecto-1, yeah.
They found that joint.
That's the new one that's coming out, the Ghostbusters. Yeah, I think that...
Slimer got to be in that joint.
The original people are going to make cameos, and they're not going to be fully in the movie. I don't even think the black Ghostbuster, though. Ernie Hudson, he's going to be in it.
They don't need to make it either way.
It's not even good. I mean, just leave that alone. But
I think that you know, they say Eddie was supposed to be the original Ghostbuster.
Really?
Yeah, it was written for him, and he decided to do Beverly Hills Cop.
Huh. Tupac was supposed to be the original Jody, and he decided to die.
The views of Kel do not represent.
Hey, first of all, no, I don't.
You can't know. I was listening to Smile earlier with Scarface and Tupac.
Yeah, I fucking love Tupac, nigga. You're not gonna do me like that.
I don't know. Some roles just seem like it for certain people, man.
I can't see Ving Rhames him and Tupac.
No, yeah. Tyrese, I think it worked out the way it was supposed to work out.
Tyrese has that amount of bitch ass in him where I can see him getting.
Jesus, sometimes he got to step in and do some things. let me go take this nigga right quick. This movie ain't gonna work with him.
I want you fucking up that movie. Tupac
beat the fight, fought back, and pulled a strap on him and everything.
then he might have hit the nose ring.
And ripped the joint out, blood all in.
Tupac had a nose ring too.
That's what I'm saying. They would have grabbed Pac's nose ring or whatever. Pac the only nigga that like screamed that thug life and then, you know, do the picture in the tub with the gold and the bubbles.
Nobody said anything. You can't say nothing.
No,
about it.
The corset got away with all that, man.
It's Tupacalypse.
Yeah. Moving on. Kevin Garnett this week threw a lot of shade at LeBron James. I don't understand that. Before we get there, let's say that Kobe, Duncan, and Garnett are eligible for the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes, sir.
They are nominees, as well as Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh is going to be the one that's left out.
Wait, how many years they can be out of the league?
What, you got to be 3?
I want to. Well, Kobe's been gone for, what, 4 years now?
Well, next year it'll be
4 years.
NFL
gonna
be
5 years.
Yeah, he ain't been that long for them guys.
Yeah, this
ain't
Kobe.
It'll be 4 for Kobe next
Chris
year.
Chris Bosh, they just decided to say you can't play, like.
Won't that, like, 2014, 15?
I think Bosh is like a down-the-road Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You don't put him in first ballot.
Especially not with them three motherfuckers.
Right? It's no disrespect to Bosh, but, I mean, Bosh is not
Wait, is Bosh a Hall of Fame?
He's not. He
can. I think he's earned the right to be a Hall of Famer, but not a first ballot.
Why? Why? Why you saying?
You know, he put up great numbers in Toronto, yeah, but he didn't play for maybe like 6 or 7 years.
He was keeping Toronto.
I mean, it was the East during that time, man. Yeah. Well, he had to be that great.
Did you see what just happened to me talking about him?
Nigga, yawn, yeah.
What? Oh, Bosch?
Yeah. Bosch, he after they don't let a lot of people retire and come in, then he might.
My thing is, how the hell does Chris Bosch get in before Chris Webber?
That's retarded.
Webber ain't in.
No, Webber's not in.
So that lets you know Bosch ain't getting in.
Webber's not in. Tim Hardaway's not in. Mark Jackson's not in the Hall of Fame.
That's because Mark Jackson like Jesus too much.
Yeah, Mark Jackson is a... He's a Christian.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Yes, sir. So Yeshua. Sure.
Yeah, that's why, you know, you get to like him Jesus. That mean...
Yeah, they don't fuck with him. That's why he lost his job and all this shit. But, you know...
Whatever. But, yeah, all those guys, I don't think Bosh should wait, man.
He doesn't really stand with those... Yeah, with that class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If he do, he got to say his speech first.
Yeah. I mean, we know who's going last.
Tim Duncan?
I smacked the shit out of you.
Big Fundamentals?
Nah. Kobe Bryant slam dunk giant, nigga.
Right, they both have five rings. They both have five rings, right?
What that mean?
I mean, you know.
All right, man. Oscar Robertson got how many?
I think Timmy's done more with less.
Doug,
hey, look, hold on. Let's get back to KG and KG and LeBron. So yeah. Kevin Garnett was saying that, you know, they pretty much broke LeBron's will. You know, he made LeBron go to Miami because he knew that he couldn't handle Boston and whatnot. Now, mind you, you know, it wasn't just Kevin Garnett. It was Paul Pierce. It was Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo, Tony Allen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Kendrick Perkins, a very loaded Boston team.
Yeah, I mean, Garnett.
Big three, the first big three.
Garnett won't end Boston his whole career. Yeah.
As Shea Shop pointed out.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he ran for Minnesota.
Right.
Oh, Kobe and LeBron, break your ass? In the words of Shea Shop.
Yeah, after Sprewell turned down that contract, it's like, you know, KG was done in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, and what LeBron supposed to do, man? Like, you see the teams he had in Cleveland? Were he supposed to just stay there?
Yeah. I'm not even a LeBron fan, but that's unreasonable.
Right. We're not going to disrespect Booby on the show, Ross. It was just funny. Like, that's the only person I can think of. Like, Ilgauskas and Booby.
Yeah.
What
the boy name was? The one that got caught with the motorcycle riding through?
Yeah.
Guitar.
What was the one that messed with LeBron's mama, man?
Delonte. Red Delonte.
Yeah. But
he had Shaq in his Maxwell Prime.
In his 40s.
Exactly. 3 minutes a game.
Yeah. I understand KG and Pierce, them boys, man, just have a different view of
everything.
Of how it really went down.
Can I say something right quick?
Yeah.
And I feel the need, I gotta say this anytime the name comes up. Hey, Paul Pierce, fuck you. Fuck, I see why they stabbed you.
Damn.
Go ahead.
That's
views are killed and that represents nothing.
That's fine.
Even though, just listen to Paul Pierce sometimes. It's like,
he
Paul,
dumb.
Paul, you was out of pocket.
This nigga said he was better than Dwayne Wade.
And then, who was he it? Jalen Rose career. Pretty much killed
Man.
Him.
Nigga, please.
Jalen Rose killed him with that joint. But if you realize, that
Jalen
nigga
Rose,
that
Boston, tried to kill him with it. But
that Boston team was very eccentric. You had KG,
mm-hmm.
Paul Pierce,
mm-hmm.
Rondo. Mm-hmm. And Ray Allen.
Mm-hmm. And old crazy-ass Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick, he's just ready to fight at all times.
That nigga got an attitude problem.
He ain't even got to be in the game.
Big baby. Yeah, big retarded-ass soft and all on the court.
Yeah, very. Now, with all those different personalities, you got to give Doc a little respect. For putting these guys together and handling that.
And Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
And Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed came to.
Ball on left.
Tony Allen.
I mean, they had a squad, man. It was a squad.
Man, but name Cleveland.
A squad that put me to tears.
Right. For LeBron to get them boys to that point is like, come on, man.
At 20-some years old.
Yeah.
That's like when LeBron beat Detroit, when they had Rasheed, Big Ben, Ben Wallace,
Rip, Hamilton,
Chauncey.
Yeah.
LeBron pretty much beat them dolo. Remember that 25 straight points he scored?
Yeah. I mean, Ilgauskas.
Gaga.
I think KG need to... These,
he need to shut up.
You know what it is?
I'm not a KG fan anyway. Plus, KG got the little TV podcast thing or whatever he be doing, and he be having skinny jeans on.
Yeah.
This nigga nigga 10 feet tall.
Yeah, maybe they be real young.
You retired from a thing.
I think Barkley said something
about it. You retired from a thing.
Yeah. You still got on. Come on, dog. You ain't got to keep up. You ain't got to keep up. Get you some nice, relaxed.
I don't even know how they make the skinny jeans. You ain't got like a.
They tailor made.
Turn up his taper all the way down to the leg.
No, you wearing like a 36.
36, 48.
Yeah.
The fuck? You looking stupid as a bitch.
Oh, man.
I think at the end of the day, I think KG, you know, with inside the NBA, he's been hanging around Shaq. And Shaq has been hating a lot, too. You know, with the whole thing with Damian Lillard. You know. Shaq is a big hater,
man.
What
the hate? Was that just fun?
No, Shaq is very sensitive.
True.
But Shaq could go at your ass.
Yeah, he went at him.
Put you on a mixtape.
But I think Dame got him on that.
Get the foo snickers on. I mean, let's be honest. If we're just talking about rapping, Dame easily got it.
Yeah.
But then I heard niggas hate, oh, Dame taking it all serious. No, nigga, I could just rap better than him.
Yeah. I think them guys, man, that era, they don't like that, you know, these guys, the younger guys, man. It's just they more athletic, man. And I'm a Jordan guy, man. LeBron. What the dude has done is simply amazing, man. It's simply amazing, man. To be
37 now?
This is year 17.
Year 17, the man.
I thank God he
arguably for the still the best in the league.
Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. I thank God he played for the Lakers.
He's playing a point in year 17.
Man, he could possibly average a triple double this year.
He leads the league in assists.
They playing tonight.
I know we're playing the Bucks right now.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's a good game.
Kind of sad I'm missing it. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah,
I've been getting text messages the whole time.
We'll check it out in a little bit. We ain't got too much longer. And I want to get into this issue right here, man. Urban Meyer is open to coaching the NFL.
Coach of the Cowboys?
Yeah, I was going to get to that, Kel. being that you're a Dallas lover, and, you know, I don't hold that against you. But Jason Garrett, I heard that he may be on the way out. And there's no more clapping on the sidelines,
If
man.
There is a God, he will be on the way. If he answers my prayers, Jason Garrett.
I've never seen anybody suck it up or be so subpar and continue to hold on to their job. Yeah.
Let me ask y'all something. So everybody watch football. Has anybody ever seen Jason Garrett coaching? I'm a Cowboys fan. I watch all the Cowboys.
Yeah.
No, I asked, have you seen him clapping and doing that ugly, dumbass smile? Have y'all ever seen him coaching? Have y'all ever seen him talking to a player? Have y'all ever seen him grab a nigga by the face mask? Have y'all seen him do any of the things that a coach would
that
do?
That ain't his demeanor.
Because he a bitch-ass nigga, dog.
I haven't seen Tomlin do that either.
Nah.
I've seen Mike Tomlin coach people.
I've seen Tomlin stick his foot out there and trip a motherfucker up.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You're not going to sit there and say, I've seen Mike Tomlin coach.
Hey, look, man.
And we know I hate the Steelers, but I've seen him coach.
You know who I seen coach, and every time I see Belichick on that sideline with that pencil, and he's talking to the linebackers or whatever, that's when I know it's a big game.
Does Jason Garrett own a clipboard?
I don't know.
He own a headset and a set of hands.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
He sucks, man.
I think if they lose this weekend to the Eagles, I think next week you'll get an announcement from Jared.
Bruh, I almost hope we lose him. I've been hoping we lose every game.
I think you'll have an interim coach through the end of the year, and then they'll hire somebody.
Hey, Kellen Moore will take over for the rest of the year.
I just want to know who the fuck coached that offensive lineup last week. Because Aaron Donald was invincible.
Yeah.
That offensive line was like the old offensive line. They dominated that game.
You know,
man,
what's crazy? I've never been so upset watching a win in my life.
You just want the season to be over.
The whole time, where the fuck was this offseason?
They dominated the Rams. And we got to play them this week.
I mean, low key. Not even low key. I mean, Dak had a hell of a year.
Dak has had an amazing year. He earned his money.
The Bucks beat the Rams.
But they're coming off a humiliating loss. And then they got to play us, who we're coming off a humiliating loss as
y'all
well.
Y'all should beat their ass, though.
I knew that with the Falcons, if we didn't blow them out, I knew we was going to lose that game because it was a trap game.
The Falcons always tricky like that, man.
It was a trap game. We didn't have five games in a row. We had the Seahawks, Packers, Saints, Ravens.
So the boys let up a little bit.
Yeah, they had to be up for like over a month straight.
Hey, man. It's going to be tough. Y'all want that top seed, man.
I don't know. I don't know if we can get him now.
Tough, man.
We got to win out. We got to win out to get it.
Yeah.
But I think Urban Meyer, I think that it's a possibility he could be a good coach in the NFL. I'm not quite sure, though, because if you look at the quarterbacks from Ohio State, none of them really have panned out in the NFL.
Let me ask you this. Who's a fucking better option for us?
For you all?
Yes.
I think Ron Rivera would be good for y'all.
You know, I hate the fact that they just keep recycling people to get fired.
Say Lincoln Riley, man. That's what he like.
I like Urban Meyer.
You like because he's a flashy name.
Hey, maybe. Hey, it's the Cowboys, baby.
Yeah, what you call him? Nick came to the NFL.
Well, he didn't do well.
Yeah.
Nick Saban? Yeah. Actually, I mean, he didn't have a bad record. He was like on 500 in a couple of years he did.
Yeah, he hauled ass. Yeah. He didn't even get fired. He quit.
Yeah, I think
like, this shit ain't for me. He wanted grown men over here.
Yeah, he wanted exactly. more control over the players. Yeah, he wanted to actually, I guess, coach, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, he wanted to think it was college. And these men got more money than you, and they don't want to do
it. And that's my only hesitation with Urban, is that he's shown not to have control everywhere he's been. Like, trouble has followed after he left.
And
if you can't do that with the college boys,
young boys,
NFL is a totally different beast there, man. So
you know what y'all need, man? I hate to say this, but it's time for him to go for Michigan, man. Y'all need Jim Harbaugh.
But I literally said the same thing last week.
And Harbaugh,
I don't think that's a bad pickup.
Harbaugh was a good coach.
That's a great fucking look at his brother.
But this is the problem that what happened in Dallas.
They said Harbaugh was a jerk, though.
Is he going to just listen? Because Jerry Jones' problem is he needs someone who's going to do everything.
They said Harbaugh was but I think that he was just a college coach. And a lot of them professional players didn't want to hear certain things or whatnot. If you look at his brother, John Harbaugh, if he can adapt like his brother adapted with Lamar Jackson, or go to Dallas, in Michigan, we're constantly running the ball. If he can go to Dallas, get the offensive line the way that they should be, Zeke can get 2,000 yards easily.
Zeke, and let's not sleep on Tony Pollard.
Lord, that boy beast, man.
Nah, nigga, he been solid all season. Don't do that.
Yeah, that one game the other day. I didn't even
don't
know
do that. Nigga, you like the Bucks. Be quiet.
Hey, look. Quiet as kept, Jameis Winston is having the best worst season of all time. He is. I'm not even trying to joke. The dude is going to lead the league in passing yards, touchdowns, and interceptions.
And crab leg stolen.
That's come on, man. Yep. We doing
yep,
that.
That's
we
love.
Doing
that.
Are you in blackface right now?
He shouldn't have said nothing about Tony Pollard. He shouldn't have said nothing about Tony Pollard.
Damn, man. Let that man.
I just said I ain't know him.
Nah, nigga. That ain't what you said.
Look, have you seen Florida State since Jameis been gone?
No.
I'm just saying.
Nobody has.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'm not looking for Florida State anyway.
Jameis Winston brought them boys a chip, man.
He did.
He gonna get Tampa one for us over here.
No.
I like Jameis.
I like your offense.
Maybe one for y'all. Get
one. We ain't getting one till Jerry Jones die.
So you got 100 years.
Yeah.
Because he got all them. He gonna keep buying hearts so like the Rothschild.
Yeah. He gonna take. He might have your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Jerry Jones cloned himself.
He gonna do that. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out with that joint. I like Tampa Bay's offense. Mike Evans is gone for the year though, but Godwin is the number one now. Mm-hmm. He's a number one.
Nah, he out for the year too now.
He hurt too.
Godwin.
Both of them in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. That's the first time since what, like since, Jimmy Smith, no, Keenan McCardle,
and
Bolden dated. They made it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they the first two that did it. I mean, the last two.
That's a great. That might be the best tandem. Who's the best tandem at wide receiver right now?
Oh, straight up, it's Mike Evans and Godwin. Ain't nobody.
Yeah, I won't argue against that.
I'm agree with him.
I mean, Thielen and Diggs could be number two.
Nah, you gotta look at the numbers. Damn, numbers ain't up there.
Those numbers are. I'm just saying, like duo wise, you know.
Yeah, but if you gonna pick them and you got chances, I know who I'm picking. I'm biased maybe, but I don't see in every game. I don't see what they doing. And shit. And I might take Godwin before I take Mike Evans. I ain't even sure.
Yeah, Godwin.
You can't eat one or the other.
Look how they ate all year long. Oh, I 1-8 of this week. Okay, well, no, this is my week. This week, 1-7 of this week. Well, no, I'm going to come back this week. Putting stupid numbers up.
Man. Now, y'all can get there next year. If you can get Gallup healthy. Gallup and
Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have no faith in that shit.
Let's move on. James Wiseman, we know who that is. Plays for the University of Memphis. He's been sitting out these last few games. I want to say he had a 12-game suspension. But he decided to enter the NBA draft. And I couldn't be more happier. Because I'm on that fuck the NCAA right now. I've been on that for a while. I feel as if Why these guys got to go there for a year?
Yeah.
Just to make them guys some money. Go straight to the NBA. What it's about. Yeah. I get it with the NFL, like, you know, these some grown men, like, hitting. It's a collision sport or whatnot.
You don't want no 18-year-old trying to go up against no grown man.
Yeah. I think the only... My thing is, the only player I think that could have came straight out of high school into the NFL is Adrian Peterson. That's the only one.
Maybe.
But nah, did you see him at Oklahoma? Like, he was a grown man. He was a grown man. He's the only person I could see. But I think that... With Wiseman, it was a really bullshit story with the old Penny Hardaway thing. Making him miss 12 games. I mean, is he really going to show anything when he gets back? It's right in the hunt for the NCAA tournaments. It's high risk for you to get hurt.
Yeah.
And mess your money up.
Exactly.
So, his stock is still high right now. Go ahead, prepare for the draft, man.
Yeah, you say he's going to potentially be the number one pick anyway. Yeah. So, what you got to prove. Yeah.
Just not make no money for the goddamn school.
I can't even lie, man.
Might be in a better position.
I haven't been keeping up right now, man. Who's looking good? What squad's
man,
looking
good? Man, he's been all over the place, man. Everybody, I think he's been like six or seven number one teams.
Hey, watch yourself.
You a
Dookie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Hey, Vaughn, you good on baseball, baby. That's all that matters.
I'm going to say this. Y'all better not be out of pocket like Jalen and be like talking that shit with Grant Hill and all that crap, man.
I mean, if I have a preference, man. I like Carolina, man. I ain't never really cared for Duke, man.
I like Carolina when they had Vince. You know, I'm back and forth. Cause yo, Vince was like super
huge, highlight reel.
Yes, it is, because when Duke had JJ Redick, he was like the most hated.
Duke was like the Celtics to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can never
get like,
yeah, that's
just,
what I'm saying.
Steve Wojciechowski,
vice versa. You know, like, that's why I can't go back.
Like, hey, go out here and help me pick this card.
Chris Collins.
That's what I get from that.
I ain't never get.
I'm weird though, because I like Duke and I like Michigan, so I don't know. Can't explain it. We were talking about this at work a few weeks ago, but the best college basketball team of all time, in my opinion, is them UNLV boys.
UNC.
Them UNLV boys from the early 90s.
Oh, it's Stacey Augmon,
Larry Johnson,
Anderson Hunt.
What do you call themselves?
They're blowing boys out by 30 a game.
Greg Anthony.
He ain't go nowhere though, but he could jump out the roof.
He had like the box or whatnot. Larry Johnson was Zion before Zion.
Zion will be Greg Oden. I'm sorry.
I don't want to say that, man, but he's got to watch his weight. He's got to watch his knees.
He's got to lose some weight, man.
He hasn't even played. How many games he played this year?
He's going to have to drop some weight. He's going to have to, because I don't think with that jumping ability, him landing like that.
Tearing them knees up.
Boy. Yeah.
He's going to have to get special shoes.
Because Larry Johnson fucked his back up. Mm. And he was never the same. He was never the same. I hope he can stay healthy, man, because if he can, he's going to be probably the most exciting.
He can't stay healthy. He's not healthy right now. He hasn't been healthy.
I don't want to old on him, though, man.
He old him, dog.
Being a big three.
He can either be Odom or Roy.
Oh, man. That's even sadder to Brandon Roy.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna happen. It just let it happen like Odin. Don't even never really get to see it. And I tell you what, Odin, when you used to have the NCAA basketball jump, boy, I used to kill him. Odin number the truth.
Yeah, he was a monster.
I played that game since then. Shout out to my brother, man. He used to play that game.
What was it?
Yeah, battle of the ass with the Odin.
Him and Conley, wasn't it?
Conley. He missed that giant Odin to catch that thing. Odin got to the league. I was like, "Yeah, Roy. Oh, yeah,
nope.
Nothing."
Speaking of short careers, man, Tekashi 6ix9ine this week. I thought the rat was coming home to get the cheese, man.
Well, I thought that apparently.
Shit, he probably
give it 2 years and ready to be home in 5 minutes.
He probably asked for them 2 years.
Yeah, he already did 13.
Look too hot out there for me right now. Look too hot out there for me right now. Yeah,
but little do he know. All them people gonna be there. Okay, Tekashi.
Yep.
And they're gonna be a ticker, and then when it get close, it might fade away.
Yeah.
But when that shit gets about 4 or 5 days,
it should be like Y2K
all over again.
Yes, sir.
He got like less than a year now, like forever, because he did 13. Right. Yeah,
also, the time service gonna include with the 2 years.
Yeah, the boy got that date circle.
And he had some change.
Yeah.
And he probably up in some room And the thing now, he ain't seen nothing.
The thing about Tekashi is like he can't hide himself. I mean, have you seen him? Like you can't hide that.
And see, this is my problem. Like a lot of niggas say, "Oh, wouldn't you snitch on some people that tried to kill you?" Blah, blah, blah. Nigga. I did. You can't choose that life and then decide it ain't. You know what? This ain't for me.
If you choose it and you do that, you got to suffer the consequences.
Well, yeah, you got to eat what comes to you. Definitely.
Yeah.
But you can't justify it and say, "Well, look what they did to me." Look,
nothing's gonna happen to that goddamn boy, man. He gonna come out. He already got $10 million check from that shit.
That shit is crazy.
He gonna come out. He gonna have a movie about that shit. He gonna get another check. Then he gonna make music and niggas gonna buy that shit.
Oh, they gonna buy
it. Oh yeah, no, I don't disagree with any of that.
And he gonna be who he's saying, little.
But you can't look at nobody who don't respect that shit and be like, oh, well, you just don't understand. Nah, nigga, it's just a different understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's glorified when it comes to like, you look at Goodfellas, you look at snitches in those movies like Henry Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in witness protection anymore. Hank.
Well, a lot of people died.
Sammy the Bull. A lot of snitching going on, man. My thing is, you know, yeah, but it's not snitching when
you didn't do nothing.
Yeah, when like the whole thing with the girl in Richmond, the little girl got killed or whatnot. Yeah.
Totally different scenario.
Them boys got to go, man.
Yeah,
yeah. They found the last dude, I think. That he had been on the run for a minute, but they found him.
Mm.
It just put them off under the jail, man. Like
I saw someone sent me someone could say disturbing video today, but I was not disturbed by it. I kind of was like, yes, somebody finally got it right. But some dudes over in Saudi, seven young men raped a 16-year-old girl. And they chopped their motherfucking head off. Every goddamn one of them.
I'm okay with that.
And they put them in a cage and walked them all out one by one and chopped their head. And when their head fell over and they fell on with their neck, they'd lay them in the corner and put their head on it. And the next one would come out and they'd chop his head. And while he's getting their heads chopped, these guys got to sit back in this cage
and say, "I'm next."
Everybody up. And then you got to go down there and hold your head here. And this guy's just...
Mm. Clean okay swipe,
that. And that's too quick for him.
Yeah,
I wish he slept. Dull
that bitch a little bit. Yeah,
I really feel that sitting in that cage.
That's true.
Be it only 10-15 minutes. I don't care what it is. That has to be a lifetime.
Well, you don't watch your homeboys
get their head chopped off, and the last guy you don't watch everybody get their head chopped off.
You can't do you just zone out?
Where are you?
I can't tell you what you... Cause I don't know
what you say. If we in that situation, you'd be like, be strong.
Can you give me first, big guy? Hey, can you give me first?
You're
going to be last.
I'm going.
I don't want to go first. I want to see how it's going to transpire. Like,
I don't want to go that first.
Man, I don't want to
see that shit.
Man.
You know how much fear they put in your heart after you watch the first nigga?
Hey, look.
And there's like seven of them.
I'm going last. Fuck it.
Man.
And before they do it, I'm going to be like motherfucking Mandingo. Kiss my ass.
But you know the shit that's crazy about it, right? The shit that's crazy about when I watch it is that they sit there humble. They don't. They're not fighting. They're not. Cause I can tell you now, if you're telling Ross you gonna chop his head, you might chop my head, but you gonna have to fuck me all the fuck up.
Yeah.
Before you chop my head, you've been to kill. So I'm going to fuck
you gotta
up.
Give me a tranquilizer or something. Like we gotta put this nigga to sleep to kill
these
him.
Boys just go down there and then I think they get down like this.
Nah,
that shit gonna be like when we kids and we about to get the belt.
Yeah,
we
just, you gonna work for this down here,
when
man.
When you gonna chop my neck, I'd be like,
yeah. That's why your mama beat you hard and you got a tie and shit.
Y'all boys, wow.
If anything, if I'm calm like that, I'm just faking the funk. So as soon as that bitch come down, I'm
that's your head.
I'm grabbing that bitch trying to hit him back with it, man. You got the vid?
Yeah. So look at this, man. Look at how he just there, like, chop my shit, bro. Look at him back in the back.
God dang.
All right.
Damn. You want to go last and watch that shit like said
that
time?
I want to go. Let me get that first. Let me go and get that.
Look at that.
And the hands are tied.
These yeah. people don't play, man. They don't play.
Damn.
Like you said, that blade too sharp, though.
That's that Salt Bae joint.
Be crazy if my man didn't come out there.
Yeah, just sprinkle a little bit on that thing. God damn.
That's trill right there, boy.
I think that's my first live
beheading?
Yeah, close up like that. I've seen the YouTube, the dark videos and whatnot. Yeah, 4K. This is.
Yeah, that's like you don't even know if, is this real? Like
is this real or this?
Nah, it's real. This is real. This is real live on this day TV. That little John in the corner. I seen on this John when a guy and they don't just don't take long. Like they make these judgments like right away. Like they don't go to no whole lot of days of trial and people checking the shit out. Nah, you done it. Get your ass out here. I'm gonna fuck you up right now.
Oh, so no appeals?
No appeals. None of that going on. One dude had raped a girl, right? He had raped a girl. They didn't kill him, but they took him out in the middle of the town and they had a stump. Like if you know back in the day, they'd take a chicken and stick his head on the stump and chop his head. Well, they took that stump, pulled his member out, and chopped it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta kill me, Jack. Go ahead and kill me,
though. That pretty much is.
Fuck that. Let me put his hand up there.
Whoever had posted video. When he chopped that little motherfucker, the chop forced it to tumble through the air. So you see that little motherfucker tumbling through the air like this, man. And then they let him go.
I couldn't even watch that.
I knew you had smoked me.
I would have had to grab my shit right after that.
Hey, let me go get that axe. Let me go get that.
Find the nearest cliff and just jump straight out.
Yeah, let me go get that right quick.
That's so, but I say that to say this. Do you think if they did shit like that here, what would our crime be like?
It would be down.
I mean, nigga, let's keep it real. For the shit that they're doing that for, they trying to legalize that shit anyway.
What?
That, like, pedophilia shit and all that. Oh, yeah. They trying to legalize that motherfucker.
They want to. They trying to. They got whole...
Like, whole bills dedicated to that shit. Yeah, that's for real.
Over there?
No, here, nigga.
Here.
It's just... They push these false agendas. You know, it's like they give a fuck, but they really don't. It's like, how can we make money off this and that? You know, I don't like child pedophiles, child rapists, none of that stuff, man. Just like we have this conversation about the white guy from Richmond sometimes.
He Meek Milled him, and they forgot he R. Kelly'd him. I'm going to say it every time.
Before we get out of here, man, we had a conversation a couple weeks ago, man, about the world.
Around the flat?
Yeah. I think Tony had a question for you, man.
So you saying it's flat?
And stationary.
So how if we flying, right? If I fly, say I'm in Japan, and I fly in the other direction, and I come back to right? Right?
This is my view of Earth. Right here. This is it. This is the ice wall, keeping all your shit in. This is it. Go ahead.
So, Japan. I fly this direction. Where'd I go?
What do you mean if you fly that direction?
Cause if I flew into Japan, I came this way. I go in the same direction, and I get back to L.A.
But who says who actually says that you fly in any kind of direction? You don't know which direction you're flying. Do you fly a jet? Nobody does. Okay, I say this. It's a gyroscope on every airplane, anything, any of that flying shit. So okay, so a gyroscope, regardless of where it is gonna get level.
Right.
Okay. So if there's curvature on the Earth, every so often the gyroscope is gonna have to move to adjust to curvature because they're flying. So if you look at the flight patterns of airplanes, they don't adjust a little bit, fly, adjust. Because of the curvature of the Earth, at some point your cone going to have to come down a little bit. It's going to be all different types of adjustments made because of the curvature of the Earth. All of us have been on an airplane before, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've been on one in the daytime. And you look out of that window, what do you see? Flat Earth. You don't see, you ever look up and see a mountain and the tip is facing a little bit to the left? No, them shits point straight up. Where's the curvature? Show me at any point. Just give me what you can see with the ocular proof. Not anything you ever read in a book. Not anything they've strategically told you to understand in school. But just what you have the ocular proof to look out and see. The earth is not flat. The earth is flat and it's not round. And we're not moving. You're definitely not spinning the fuck around, because if you get on the merry-go-round and spin your ass around on that merry-go-round, you're gonna feel that shit. You get into a fast car, a super fast car, you have to have certain tests to make sure your chest can withstand the inertia from the motor driving down the street. But yeah, you can tell me we're spinning at 1,100 miles per hour and we have no idea of the shit? That's ridiculous.
Right, so again, man, like my only... Like, you're right. You can't see it, but when I fly, I always want the window seat.
Always.
And I look out that bitch, and I like to see what's down there. And, you know, for the most part, the plane going in the fucking straight. Straight. It's going straight. But again, that's my point, is that if I'm going straight in the same direction, but I somehow come out on the other side of the planet, how does that not prove that there's some circular...
But how do you know you're going straight? You don't know what you're in the plane. You don't know. You have no fucking clue what we're doing. All we know is what they told you.
But you can, if the tank, the plane flies or turns, you can feel the shit.
You can feel it, but you don't know what the fuck you're turning. You don't know. You have no idea what the fuck is going on while you're up in the sky. Because in actuality, like I said that day, if we're rotating here, we're rotating. This is New York. This is wherever you want to say in Europe, all right? And this is spinning at 1,100 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
How am I ever going to catch up with Europe over here if it's spinning at 1,100 miles per hour? It's really going to come up behind me, and then I'll be there, if that is the case. What keeps me in line with whatever it is that's not allowing me to just hover in the air and land, and I'm in Europe now? What stops that?
What holds all the shit together? Explain.
As far as?
Like, what stops shit from going over to the edge?
Well, we're in a dome.
A dome.
And the Bible called it a firmament. So, okay. And so, then it's like, well, why we ain't made it to the edge? Okay, because we haven't got to the edge. Who says that the edge has to be so easy to get to or to attain? But you do know that every country has a treaty over in Antarctica that you can't carry your ass over there. They can't agree on nothing, but everybody agrees that you can't carry your ass over in Antarctica. Why?
You can't go to Antarctica, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Why the fuck you can't go?
You cannot go to Antarctica.
Everybody lined up. Everybody flagged there and said, nah, don't carry your asses over there without... Some you doing this shit for natural geo fucking graphics or some shit like that if you carry your ass over there. But other than that, you can't go over there. But guess who used to hang out over there? Adolf Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
All types of hanging out and partying and checking shit out over there. But since then, guess who ain't been able to go over there? No goddamn bad. Because they know there's some truth on the other side of that thing. I think it was Admiral Byrd. Y'all can look him up. Admiral Byrd told them that on the other side of there, there's all kinds of land that's never been explored, and talked about how it was other green land masses and all types of shit over there that we'd never seen, and they wrote it off as if it was a joke. There's a couple. I think there's a movie made on it called.
Only person I know that's been to Antarctica is Captain America. No. But that was during Hitler time.
Yep.
So.
And he's with Hydra, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Hydra.
I'm just saying, Captain America is a part of Hydra.
Sometimes the comic books be telling some real shit, man.
Yeah. All the time, the comic books be telling some real shit.
Yeah.
But nah. It's no. Bible says from one end to the other end. Circle things don't have an end. They just keep going. So then you say put it up on pillars. You don't put balls on pillars. Circle, it's ball on a pillar. Then they say we're in a firmament, a dome. You can Google Operation Fishbowl, where the government's kept launching all of these nukes up into the sky trying to crack the firmament. When they discovered that there was a firmament, we could not get up out of here. I think President Obama said some shit like, we're soon going to be able to get outside of the Earth's atmosphere. What do you mean we're going to get outside of the Earth's atmosphere? We already been to the moon. Mm-hmm. But that's what he said. You know, people blew the shit off, but I heard it. And people who pay attention, they heard it. We'll be able to get outside of the Earth's atmosphere. That is because our asses cannot get outside of the Earth's atmosphere. We're stuck here in a fishbowl, just like the Simpsons. Simpsons make a joke of the shit all the time.
Yeah, had a whole movie
up in that goddamn fishbowl. And then they crack. And put it cracking in the water, rushing or whatever. But nah, man, we're in a fishbowl, man. We're in a real life Truman Show. This is a Truman Show, man. We're in a Truman Show. And God playing with us. Doing what you want to up in here. There's no leaving here and flying your ass to the moon, because the moon is inside this shit with us. They tell you the moon is, how far the fuck away is the moon?
Millions.
Like 90 million miles away, or the sun 90 million miles away. Well, how in the fuck can I get a sun ray here if the sun is 90 million miles away? Now it has to travel through all of this darkness in space. Because why is space dark? Space should be the brightest fucking shit out there. If the sun light this motherfucker up and he 90 miles away, 90 million miles away, 90 million miles away, and light disappears and then shows the fuck up on Earth. That's the dumbest shit. And then the clouds will block it, and then it'll create a sun ray. You're not getting a sun ray from 90 million miles away.
I tell you what, man. You make a hell of a case. You make a hell of a case, man.
I was about to say T. Vaughn Field when I was saying that.
Take the shit I'm saying to you and go research that shit.
I will.
And even with the sun ray, look up Pythagorean theorem. Okay, so Pythagorean theorem will tell you that you know what that is. Okay, mm-hmm. So boom. So you can look at that sun ray and measure some distance. And you know that motherfucker's not no 90 million miles away. It's a fucking joke, man. It's stupid. It's stupid to believe that shit. It's dumb shit, man. That's dumb.
And when you start looking at it,
you realize how dumb we've been all along, even believing this dumb ass shit. It's dumb.
If nothing else, what I take away from it is always question shit. Always do your own research and then come to your own conclusion based on that research. So I can respect that. Do I still believe everything you just said? I'm still skeptical.
Because you've been ingrained to believe. I'm telling you goes against everything you've believed before. But yet, most of us as black people grew up Christian, for the most part. And it's weird because he told you all through that this shit is flat. Not round. But yet, we ignore all of that. We ignore all of that information, and we believe what the Catholics started to teach us, that this shit was round and spinning at 1,100 miles per hour. How do you even come up with that? How do you even come up with that number? That this is what did you use to tell you that this motherfucker is spinning at 1,100 miles per hour, man?
Well, you know, the Catholics was preaching. It's a lot of fear.
Don't get me started on the goddamn Catholics.
And part of, like, you know, when you talk about the Bible stuff, like, I automatically question any type of religion anyway. So
I don't subscribe to religion.
Right. So, you know, that's, again, part of, like, my apprehension to kind of just go along in that boat because, you know, just because the Bible says something, science says something else.
See, the thing about that is you've obviously been introduced have always looked at the Bible through the eyes of European. Or you've had European ideology. See, but when you really understand that the Bible is not referencing Europeans except for bad things, that all of the good things, and it's about you and I. So then you start realizing, wait a minute, these motherfuckers been lying to me. So, you know what, let me look a little deeper in this other bullshit that they've been telling me.
Right.
Wait a minute, that shit is a lie too, because right here it says X, Y, and Z. And I can do a timeline with what science has said or history has recorded and align those things with what's going on right now and what has happened, you know, before now, and they line up. So when the things line up, if you come in this room right now, you're like, what is that? Is that a chicken? And then the shit said, quack, quack. It's a duck. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to tell you.
Right.
Because you know what a duck sound
like. Right, right.
So, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it is with this shit. When you start breaking the shit down, you be like, you know what? I got to unlearn. I have to open my brain up and say, you know what? Everything I have learned has been a lie. Now I'm going to relearn it. I'm going to look at all of the things that I read before with a new eye. Because I understand now. So now when I read it, I can see, like, it's just like when you hear a good storyteller and they're reading or they're telling you the book, you actually can close your eyes and watch the movie.
See it. Yeah.
So now you read the Bible and you're like, the Jebusites and the Hittites, the Amorites, the Calizzites, and all of these things. You're like, I don't know who the fuck they are. But they are a people. And those people are still represented in this world today. So when you start looking at all of that and you're like, well, whoa, okay. So I'm from the seed of Jacob. They're from the seed of Ham. Oh, they're from the seed of Esau. So now you know who all these people are, and you know who this Bible has been talking about all the time. When they've been trying to group it and say this shit been talking about everybody, this shit is for everybody. Fuck you, it's not for everybody. And he's telling you all throughout the Bible who it's for and who it's not for. So the whole thing about the Bible contradicts itself. The Bible says all of this negative, have all these negative connotations of just being a fairy tale. When you can relate all of these stories to a people, then the shit get real. But yeah, Earth flat, Bible real. What else? No Santa Claus.
None of that shit. Hold on, you can't go all that shit right, and then right. You can't end it with no Santa Claus.
A week away, man.
He said keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple.
Hey, Santa Claus, man, the whole thing I think was made up by Pepsi Cola, man. That shit ain't even old. It's new.
I appreciate the fact he said Pepsi Cola, because that is old school. Pepsi-Cola. And it sounds good.
Yeah, not Pepsi.
If motherfucker had a Pepsi, it's like, we got a Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
That's the shit that burned your chest.
Hey, Pepsi Cola. That shit started off as just an ad campaign, man. The whole shit.
And the value of diamonds comes from close to that shit.
And he used to go out and get some kids some shit or whatever. So they try to relate it to that. But nah, that shit was a fucking ad to get y'all motherfuckers to drink.
That's like, you know, the hidden messages on commercials, like the little smoke thing, things of that nature, whatever. Hey man, business is business, man.
You already know.
I wanted to have this conversation. Of course, we can continue this conversation. We'll probably continue off camera.
I knew to sit this one out and let them two have it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, we knew what to do on this one.
And that's why I brought it up at the end, because I didn't want to... I didn't want them to know that it was coming or whatnot.
I'll be honest with you. I was like, oh, he ain't gonna talk about it. When we went over everything, I was like, he ain't gonna talk about that shit?
Yeah.
All right, you know, Snuff, be quiet, but you know.
Snuff keep wanting to shit.
Yeah. One up his sleeve, huh?
Yeah. Run up us in the dungeon, man. Shout outs, Kel.
Yeah, man, you know, it's always the same, man. Shout out to the family. Shout out to my man, Snuff. Shout out to my man, Rossi, T-Vo, man. We love doing this every week. I'm gonna be back next week.
No doubt. Ross.
Yo, what up, man? Shout out to everybody, man. You know, big shout out to... everybody watching and listening, man. Appreciate you. Let me come on. Back whenever.
Hey, whenever you want to come back, man.
Oh, we got to do this one again.
You tell me when, and you already know, man, I'm here, man.
I think the next one we want to do together, man, I want to have like some homework.
For sure.
Yeah, some homework, man. Maybe a book. I don't know. I'll get with y'all on that. But
I
yeah.
like that. I'm a book nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, all do you know?
Well, yeah, audio. That's the type of book I'm talking about. I have an Audible subscription for a reason.
I had to have an actual, factual book.
I be at work and driving and shit. I can't read doing this.
Gotta have a book, man. I gotta keep it.
Come on. T-Von.
As usual, man, shout out to, you know, the wife, three kids, man. Everybody that listen and support. People that listen to my show as well. Yes, we articulate.
Hey, Mariah.
Yeah. And just anybody out there doing something positive, man. That's what it's all about, man. Supporting them, man. I always say the world need doers, man. People not just sitting by letting stuff happen. They out there actually doing something. So shout out to all those people. And yeah, just keep listening, man. Keep supporting.
No doubt, man. I want to thank you, brothers, for coming through on a Thursday. I know it's during the week, but y'all boys came through.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Once again, we're going to keep doing this thing, man. Whenever y'all can come back through, me and Kel, we gonna have y'all.
Yes, sir.
And we gonna have a good time, man. With Ross, man, I had a lot of people, you know, speaking on the episode that we did previously, man. And some people, you know, they had questions. And with that, I want to say, look, come to the dungeon. Comment. We'll have answers for you, man. But like I said, I love the dialogue. I love the thinking that we do on the show. Like sometimes, like a lot of people don't think outside the box. It's like you say, man, you know something your whole life, and that's just what you believe. It's what you know. You know, I'm big on movie references, but you know, like when Luke found out Darth Vader was father, like, no! It's like you just can't believe that shit. It's like because you're the worst motherfucker ever, you know. But
I am
what movie is that?
Star Wars, man.
Come on, man.
Jesus, I don't watch that shit, man.
New one came out tonight, man.
You're looking at
you're born in the 90s,
Mandalorian.
Yeah. Shit, sweet.
Yes, sir.
I like that joint.
Yes, don't even put that on me. Being born in
the watch the Mandalorian, man.
I don't need to watch none of the other ones to watch that.
No, it's actually standalone.
But it does look interesting.
If you like that joint, you think that look interesting, you gonna like the other joint.
Yeah,
somebody told me I should watch it because they got a USS.
I mean, if you like fighting and shooting and shit, I'm into that. They shoot lasers, but
yeah.
I mean, shooting.
It's a pretty dope show, man. And it's like they got like maybe like 35-40 minute episodes, and they move like that.
It's just like 20 minutes.
It's fast, but you know, it's action packed though.
Wait, y'all watch the show and the movies?
Yeah,
the show is on Disney. Disney Plus.
I feel like I should just watch the movies.
Yeah, we'll start off with the first three.
If you want to start with the show,
all of this is on
the show
will
kind of pique your interest, and then you go back and watch the full movie.
So Star Wars is better than Star Trek?
Yeah.
My grandma used to watch Star Trek, and I think that turned me off.
I'm not a Trekkie, but I used to look at Star Trek.
I mean, yeah, we ain't have a lot of, unlike you, we ain't have a lot of options.
First of all, nigga, I didn't have cable growing up, so kiss my ass.
But the same,
you go to your grandma's house, you might luck up and get 35.
Yeah, we watched the old Star Trek, and then we watched, you know, the Next Generation just come on when I was a kid as well.
I even looked at them later ones, like when they was out there with the Moraine, them guys that had them. That shit on the side of the head.
With the Klingons or whatnot?
What are they called?
The
Merengues. Guy, I used to be a guy who went to my church, man. I swear he looked just like Worf, man. If anybody from around here, I shouldn't even say it.
We're not going to do that. We don't name names.
I don't even know his name. But last time I said something about somebody, I did you see the post I made on Facebook some months ago about a lady working in Walmart?
Oh yeah, they was coming for you, man.
They
tracked the lady down, man. They knew her.
Like I posted a picture, but when I did it, I just was like, oh, I posted a picture of the lady because the lady kind of freaked me out a little bit or whatever. She's weird. So I posted. I just was saying like, I really was just saying, hey, do y'all ever see this lady? Does she make you feel weird like she make me feel weird? That's really what I was saying. But I got accused of bullying and all type of shit, man. They went in on me. You see, they went in on me all day long, man. I'm having to leave that shit, man.
I will say it's borderline. It's borderline bullying, though.
Well, you know, that all comes back full circle because you know who else is a goddamn bully? T-Von is a goddamn bully
when it comes to
the goddamn impeachment of Donald Trump.
Yeah. because it's unknown bullying. It's kind of like... Well, because the pick is off guard, so she doesn't know how she's looked when she's exposed to
that
the world or whatnot, huh?
Well, she looks like that no matter what.
Respect.
I mean, if you ever go to the,
I'm gonna start doing it at hardest because I'm tired of the motherfuckers making me pull up.
Nigga, who are you telling?
So next time Hardy sent me to pull up, I'm gonna take a picture.
I went to Hardy's for chicken strips, man.
Chicken strips.
That's what everybody go there for, them chicken strips.
Yeah, I went there top of the week. The motherfucker said it's gonna be 10 minutes. Right,
you can go to Applebee's and you can go in Hardy's.
It's the same amount of time.
You might get your Applebee's shit faster, man.
I will say this. I go to Hardy's for this one reason only, and this is a no judgment zone. But they stopped selling peach cobbler. So every so often, I'll go there to see if they bring it back to me. That peach cobbler is the shit, man.
Just checking, do y'all happen to have that peach cobbler back?
And sometimes they'll still have, like, I see it's on the menu. Yeah, I don't.
We just ain't taking that down yet.
That's my thing. Why do restaurants bring shit for a limited time? It come in, does great, people love it, then you take the shit away.
But the cobbler's there for years, because with the chicken.
Like McDonald's, but like, the riblets are back. Well, bitch, if you think people enjoy them,
just leave them on the menu.
That's just not real, though. They got to probably make that shit.
It ain't like you out there killing the animals and beating these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Just pressing up some meat.
Yeah.
See how excited people get when that shit's back?
Riblets are back. I've never tried a ribeye.
Me either.
Me neither.
And I would die without trying.
I don't like McDonald's though. And even when I ate beef and shit like that, I never was like a fan of McDonald's.
We used to use the McRib sauce, and you know, I used to work there back in the day. Dip the nuggets in it.
I mean, that makes sense.
I've never worked at a fast food place. It never would have me.
Neither did I.
What? McDonald's, Burger King, none of my. I used to fill out applications for all them shits. They would never have me.
I worked at Macy's.
Did they ask you what's a world flat when you applied?
Then I wouldn't even know.
Like, his brother's too woke. There's no way he can make a Whopper.
I would like to say a Whopper is 10 times better than a Big Mac, in case anybody doubted it.
But you have to get it without the sesame seed bun. For all my people out here who do not like to eat pork, don't eat the sesame seed bun on your Whopper. That shit is pork. What's so it? Ask them for the... potato bun. It's a much better tasting bun anyway. And leave out the pork.
Wow, Burger King has potato. They have potato buns?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For that chicken sandwich.
You get that hoe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They do have chicken sandwich.
See, yeah, but you gotta ask them. And then some of them will try to be uppity on you and be like, oh, it's gonna be an extra 20 cent. Bitch, I still won't.
You think I ain't got 20 cent, bitch?
Yeah, did you think I just, oh.
So you think I came here with exact change?
Be 5.20 now?
Yo, they're charging like 25 cent for condiments now. I wanted the extra barbecue sauce. They wanted to charge it.
You know who not charging it? Chick-fil-A, goddamn.
Chick-fil-A, get whatever you want, man.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A love you.
Yeah.
When you come in there.
I got a hug last time I got food.
They love you in Chick-fil-A, man. I hate Chick-fil-A.
What was his name?
Clarence.
I'm sorry. Clarence. Come here, Kel. You like, hey, you need this, buddy.
It's all right. Fuck it. Whatever. I'm okay to give him a
hug. Hey, love is love, dog. Yeah. Love is love.
Good burger.
The chicken nugget still tastes goddamn good.
Hey, give me them chicken.
I love this. My kids probably would be mad if they look at it and be like, my kids would be like, hey, can we go get Chick-fil-A? I'd be like, yeah. If you slightly like,
healthy clothes.
Like, damn,
on
man.
Sunday.
My bad, I forgot.
I'll just get some Wendy's.
Hey, no bullshit. I've literally sat in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru on a Sunday for like, why ain't nobody come to the goddamn microphone?
Damn, what'd you smoke?
I've been high as shit, but ain't no cars.
That pretty food. Much, that was what I was saying.
You should know that you're not going to be the only motherfucker at Chick-fil-A ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever. You're never going to get there and somebody not the fuck in front of you.
Put it to you like this. The one on Forest Hill Avenue has gotten me after a morning joint on a Sunday multiple times.
I remember back in the day, man, I went to Taco Bell, man. I had smoked, and I was in Taco Bell for like 20 minutes in the drive-thru. I have no idea if they were talking to me or not. I just pulled off. I didn't know what was going on. They were open. I knew they were open or whatnot.
Taco Bell delicious when you had, bro. You missed out.
I really
Taco Bell any old time.
You meet three Chicken Chalupa Supremes.
You know, they adding 21 items to the dollar menu. They have
you bullshit.
So how many items did they have for salad?
I don't know.
The chicken shit ain't
everything
never gonna
be on the menu. $1.
I think I need to put the fucking taco back to $1.
Yeah,
that's about fucking need to be $1 for real.
I'm about to jump on me.
I'm about to go.
I might jump on that tonight, man. No doubt.
On what, Taco Bell?
On that note, we're gonna end Chalupa. I am Snuff McGee. This is Relevance in the Dungeon. I'm joined by
it's your boy Kel.
Well, I see.
T1.
Hey, we out. Peace.
Yo, yo.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.